Wales. I'm Lisa Lacerra, Fox News. The Senate did not have enough votes to move forward with a bill that would have protected abortion access in all 50 states. But Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says the fight is not over.
We are going to focus on this issue again and again and again between now and November. We are going to keep fighting and keep fighting and keep fighting until we win.
Republican leader Mitch McConnell on why he is against the measure.
In addition to 9 months of functional abortion on demand, the Democrats' extreme bill would roll back basic health and safety regulations. It would roll back overwhelmingly popular safeguards, such as waiting periods and informed consent laws.
In a statement, President Biden called on voters to elect more pro-choice senators this November and return a pro-choice majority to the House. He said if that happens, Congress can pass this bill in January and put it on his desk so he can sign it into law. A federal appeals court has ruled California's ban on the sale of guns for people under 21 is unconstitutional.
Two California residents, some gun shops, and Second Amendment groups sued over California's law that bans the sale of semi-automatic rifles to adults who are not yet 21. In a 2-1 ruling, two judges appointed by former President Trump overturned a lower court ruling. Judge Ryan Nelson wrote that America would not exist without the heroism of young adults who fought in the revolution. But the judges did uphold a state law that bans the sale of long guns to those under 21 who do not have a hunting license, noting that no such exception existed for the semi-automatic law.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. Lawyers representing families of victims and survivors of the condo collapse in Surfside, Florida last June say they've reached a nearly $1 billion tentative settlement. A lawyer representing the plaintiffs announced the settlement during a hearing today in Miami-Dade. America is listening to Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
Spring break can be wild and crazy, but this time things may have gotten out of hand in Florida.
Mayhem at Lake George lives up to its name. Wild video shared online shows the fists were flying as hundreds came together last weekend. Many on boats enjoying music and beverages before the party took a negative turn. A video on the Volusia County Sheriff's Facebook page shows men pummeling and tackling each other in the water near the DJ deck. The sheriff says one man was seriously injured and charges are pending. Authorities gave out 38 boating citations, 108 warnings, arresting 5, 2 for disorderly conduct, and 3 for boating under the influence. CJ Papa, Fox News.
The European Union's Air Safety Agency has lifted mask requirements for airports and on planes starting next week as COVID restrictions are being eased. Southwest Airlines will be spending lots of dough for improvements.
The carrier will be forking over $2 billion to enhance the flying experience for passengers, promising faster internet service, power outlets at every seat on new planes, and larger overhead bins for carry-ons. Also later this month, Southwest expects to roll out a fourth fare category designed to fill a gap between its cheapest fares and its mid-price ticket. Southwest has always offered fewer amenities than its bigger rivals, like its lack of assigned seats and first-class cabins. Southwest's simpler approach helps them keep costs down, but its new improvements signal that it wants to now remain competitive when it comes to passenger comfort.
Fox's Hillary Barsky. The Nielsen ratings say about 16 million people watched 80-81 shot Rich Strike win the Kentucky Derby live on NBC and its Peacock streaming service. But as word got around about the upset victory, more people turned on the TV or checked out the internet to see the replay. So many did so that the number of people who watched replays nearly doubled the number who watched live. NBC also says the Derby was its most watched program since the Super Bowl. I'm Lisa Lacerra. This is Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.